You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
God, this is exciting.
We're so pumped. Nitro Circus hits Mildura Rec Reserve this Saturday.
Yes.
And, yeah, we're so excited. The whole town is abuzz.
Tickets are available. You can also take your chances of winning some. Hit.com.au.
Yes. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined on the line now by the king of Nitro Circus, the one and only Travis Pastrana. Hello.
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic, mate. Very excited to have you joining us. And you're going to be in Mildura this weekend. We'll get to the next level tour. But for now, you're in Australia already. How's it treating you?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it could not be better. It's snowing in my house still. So this is great. Come down to Australian summer, man, and the next level tour, I tell you what, it's been pretty crazy. I'm just getting back from a broken wrist. So actually, Mildura is going to be the first show that I'll be actually riding it. So really, really pumped on this one.
Ooh, did you hear that, Sunraysia?
Oh, that is very exciting. Now, for those that don't know, what can we expect from a Nitro Circus show?
Well, I mean, Nitro Circus is the best in the world of action sports, from scooters, motorcycles, BMX. But, you know, kind of what brings this tour to the next level, if you will, sorry, the pun, is the ramps. And we've gone back and basically doubled the size of the motorcycle ramps. And, you know, if you're 60 feet in the air, 6-7 stories up in the crowd, you're going to be eye level with guys doing double back flips and front flips. And how we ended the show now is kind of how we start the show. So I know this is the first time in Mildura, but even if you've seen it before, it's pretty crazy. So hopefully everyone will stay healthy. It's been a good ride the last couple shows, and look forward to this one.
Yes. Well, tell everyone to be on their best behavior, because we want to see everyone in full force this weekend for Nitro Circus. I was going to ask, Trav, how you go with doing outside shows as opposed to doing stadium shows, because obviously Nitro Circus Mildura is going to be at the Mildura Recreational Reserve, so it's all outdoors. How do you find performing outside as opposed to inside?
Kind of more personal. It feels like more of a backyard jam, especially the weather you guys have around here is just awesome. For the most part, hoping no rain. You know, wind is always an issue when you're flying that high in the air. We can't go indoors with this tour, at least not in arenas where we normally go, because arena height in Australia is generally 55 feet, and these guys are going 60, 65 feet in the air, so they'd be 10 feet above roof height in most of the arenas.
Geez, well, we've checked the weather and it's going to be sunny with a very little breeze, so I think you're going to be fine, mate. To get myself excited for the live show, I've been going back and watching the Nitro TV show, and I just watched the episode yesterday where you yourself ride a motorbike into the Grand Canyon, parachute down. It does not go to plan in the slightest. Is that the closest to death you've come?
That was definitely the most out of control I've been. I went into the Grand Canyon, did a backflip 360, and then jumped off the motorcycle. I was like, I got time for another front flip. And it was the dumbest decision of my life. And when I pulled the parachute, the ripcord, you get usually about 2 seconds before it opens. And I was about 2 seconds before impact, and there was nothing I could do. It's not like the longest 2 seconds of my life, just watching the ground bump. But it opened fast enough. I broke my foot, like I hit hard. But for as bad as it went pretty well.
God. God, you must scary. Be the reason that your mother has all the grey hairs in the world. We do have to go to a song now, but we're going to be joined once again a little later on by Travis Pastrana.
Oh, God, he's just the nicest dude.
Nice.
So thank you for sticking around. Yeah, a little later in the show, Trav will be back. You are a dickhead, the biggest dickhead. You are today's biggest dickhead. This is a big world with lots of dickheads, but you are the winner today.
Wonderful.
Amber, an Arizona mother, and I feel for her.
Okay.
She's got a 16-year-old son. He's a bit of a layabout, and she wants to get him up on a Sunday morning for church. I imagine this was Easter Sunday, too. It's only just hit my desk.
Okay.
And he's sleepy. He's a teenager. Wants to sleep in. That's what
they
do.
Till like 1 p.m. as well.
It was me. Be honest, it was you. What did your parents do to get you out of bed, though?
Just, I don't know, just carry on.
Yeah, that's it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just carry on a bit.
Oh, well, it wasn't fine when you were a teenager and you were like, Mum.
It was the end of the world.
Stop carrying on.
Mum, first of all, I've asked you to knock before you enter this room. We don't want another incident. Second of all, I was sleeping.
What did Mum do?
The mother in this story got her taser out and tased that boy's leg.
Wow.
Yep. She meant business. She really wanted to get him to church.
That's a mum that's fed up.
I haven't been to church in a while.
Mm.
That sounds pretty unchristian to me.
Wow.
I'm right on that, aren't I?
I mean, he'll get out of bed now when mum says
will.
Get out of bed.
The police came and she's like, I didn't tase him. I just sparked it to give him a bit of a scare. And the police went, what are those two dots on his leg? She's like, unrelated. I don't know what they're from.
Why did he pee in the bed?
Why is he shaking in the corner of his bedroom?
Well, he's going to get up when mum says, oi, we're going to church.
He's going to have a foster mum before the end of the week. Well, my goodness, I was starting to think with Amber's awesome game that the phones are broken, but someone's called.
Yes, we are joined on the line now by Sarah. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Fantastic, Sarah. Why have you called to support this tomfoolery?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm a bit delirious. I've just knocked off from night shift.
Sarah.
And I thought, hey, why not?
How dare you? How dare both of you?
Oh, Sarah, you're my new favourite. All right, Sarah, we've got...
This is Amber's fart game, yep. So I've taken an incredible song and made it even better.
Yeah, sure.
And Sarah, if you can correctly guess what song it is, you're going to win yourself a hit prize pack. Are you good to go?
Awesome. I think I am, yeah.
Take it away,
listen
mate.
Listen up.
Sarah, we've got a hit prize pack for you if you can identify that song.
I think it's Slow Hands by Niall.
No.
Is that, no?
No,
India?
It's Adele.
I'd like to point out that you said of an Adele song, I'm going to take a great song and make it even better.
Yeah.
So you removed all the Adele and you added farts, and in your mind, that made it better. Adele, who is your idol?
How dare you?
How dare you? I'm using your words.
That's how good my farts are, Sarah.
It's better than Adele singing.
I'm sorry, you didn't win, doll.
I'm sorry, Sarah, but on the plus side, I painted Amber into quite the corner just then.
This is true.
Classic stitch up.
Classic stitch up, eh?
Thanks so much for your call, Sarah.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Better luck next time.
Is there a next time?
Yeah, yeah. It ends when I say it ends.
We'll see if there's a next time, eh, Sunranger? Naughty Sporty 640.
Oh, wow.
Short and sharp.
Nice.
Amber.
Yeah.
Imagine, have you heard of Ancestry.com?
Yeah.
Where people these days, it used to be like you could get an idea of your family tree. These days, they also do DNA testing, so you can find more in-depth about your past and that sort of thing.
Okay.
A woman, her name is Kelly Rowlett, she did one of these DNA sample kits, and she found out, she was very surprised to find out, that her father, who had raised her, was not her biological father.
Oh, that's devastating.
Oh, it would be. I believe this may have also been a shock to the father as well.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out her biological father was a doctor who lived 500 miles away, and she's like, I've never heard of this person.
Yeah.
How could this person be my father? What she didn't know was that her parents had struggled to conceive naturally when she was before she was born.
Yeah.
And they went to a fertility doctor.
Oh, I see where this is going.
And the fertility doctor, well, he made sure the mother got pregnant. He did not do it the way he was trained to. He did it the fun way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so imagine that. Going, Mum, any reason, you know how you've got black hair?
Mm.
Yep. You know how Dad's got black hair?
Mm.
Yep. Can you explain my blondness? Nope.
It's a throwback.
Throwback. So she's had to confront her mother and she had to admit that, she had an affair back 35 years ago.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Imagine that. Like, back then, you'd never think. You'd be like, I will get away with this.
Yeah.
The doctor and my husband
look
enough alike that if I do get knocked up,
this
is never going to be a drama. Bing, bang, bong, welcome to the future. Now we can do DNA tests on the internet.
So would like a DNA test like name the person that...
I believe it did.
That's unreal.
That's how though she was able to find it all out.
The future.
I know. The future is terrifying. Yuck. Stop having affairs now. It's going to bite you. This weekend, it finally arrives. I cannot wait. Nitro Circus Live, the next level tour, is hitting Mildura. Tickets are available now, or you can try to win some. We've got some to give away. Hit.com.au. We're joined on the line again for the second time this morning by the king of Nitro Cervicus, Travis Pastrana.
Yeah. Now, I really want to get into the women of Nitro Circus. Yep. There's some pretty sick women participating in the tour, Jolene Van Vuit and Lindsay Pastrana. Trav, I want to ask, I guess, if in this point, do you see a lot of aspiring female extreme sports stars?
You know, down here in Australia, it is so awesome because just with the skate parks everywhere, especially the young girls coming up, it is a great time in action sports to be a girl. I have two young daughters. They both, you know, there's three and four, but they both ride motorcycles already, and they go to BMX tracks. And, you know, I don't know what if I hope that they get in this world or not, but as a parent, you know, my mom, like you said, had a lot of good hairs, but at the end of the day, it's so much passion, and if they can have half the passion that that my wife has for it, or Jolene, I'll be thrilled as a parent.
That's awesome.
That is really cool, man. Now, we've been giving away tickets on air here, and this Friday we're going to be racing on some very small bikes that we're getting from the dump, as you guys call it. We're going to be racing Bilko. Anything we should know about him?
Yeah, Bilko, man, I tell you what, he is all fun and games on the outside. And he'll make jokes, but he is very, very serious. Mm. So you have to stack the field. I'm not saying cheat, but Bilko's motto is if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So, you know, just be ready. He's going to try to win this thing.
Okay, so we've got Travis Pastrana's permission to cheat against our race with Bilko.
That's all I heard.
That's all I heard. Need, for sure.
As long as you beat Bilko, I don't really care. You know, he always beats me in go-kart. So, yeah, it's frustrating.
Oh, wow. Well, if he beats you in go-karts, then now I'm nervous. can I ask if Matt Wyatt is going to be riding in this leg of the Nitro Circus Next Level Tour?
Yeah, Matty Wyatt is awesome. I tell you what, you know, I believe this is his hometown. Is that correct?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. He's. I went to school with Matt Wyatt in Merbein.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and that's, yeah, he's been crushing it. He has a really good chance of winning like the MVC, which is Most Valuable Circus Member Award, and landing a world first. And I tell you what, there'd be no better place for him, I'm sure, than in his hometown. So definitely make some noise for Matty, and it's going to be one heck of a show for him, for sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear that local legend Matty White will be there, but what I really want to know is Street Bike Tommy going to be there?
Oh, no, Street Bike Tommy went back to Angus Sheet Rock, man. He kept saying better than a real job, and then he looked at his medical bill and said, you know what? I'm too fat for this. So he is back to construction, but no, he's definitely he comes on some of the U.S. tour and when he can get off work. But no, he's a good guy. I tell you what, I miss him so much on tour for sure.
Oh, Trav, we want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your super busy schedule to have a chat with us. We are so pumped to have Nitro Circus, the Next Level Tour, hit Mildura this Saturday at the Mildura Rec Reserve. Pick up your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au or head over to nitrocircus.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Pastrana, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
Amber, upset Amber. Right now, upset Amber, 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 upset Amber. Right now, upset Amber, Amber.
Why do you have to do this all the time?
Because it's my favourite thing in the world.
I'm already upset. It's 10 degrees outside.
Yeah, no, it's brisk out there. There's a place called Indian Land in South Carolina in the States, Amber. It's an unincorporated town, but there is a township there. Mm-hmm. They were voting on whether they should incorporate and be a legit town. Okay. So there was two parts to the vote. Should we or should we not? And if we are going to, what should we name our town?
Don't.
Some great, great options, including Party Town, ooh, Legoland. I also like Poop Land, Kiss My Buttberg.
Kiss My Buttberg.
D's Nutsville. And can you guess what one of the other front runners was, Amber, for this new town that they asked for the township to name?
If it's Townie McTownface, I'm leaving.
Coming in second, Townie McTownface.
No!
Yeah. Look, the leader at the moment is still just Indian Land.
Okay.
We're just going to leave it at that. It'll just be our official name. But Townie McTownface has got a lot of support. How would you describe your current mood? Would it be upset?
I'm pretty upset. I want to find the person that first started that Bodie McBoatface thing.
Yeah.
Find them and yell at them.
And yell at them. Just a full ear bashing.
Yep. I mean, I want to physically hurt them, but I won't. I'll just yell at them.
How about this? We'll go to our research. You find that person to yell at them, and I'll find whoever named Kiss My Butt Berg and give them a big high five.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.